Sky News Centre at 6. Pub beer gardens and then indoor bars and restaurants are going to be allowed to open in Scotland next month. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's also announced that people from three households will be allowed to meet indoors and get their hair cut at a salon. Meanwhile, advice given to businesses in England says shops should play only quiet music and there should be no magazines in hairdressers. There will also be new anti-COVID measures in place when theme parks like Legoland and Alton Towers open on July the 4th. Helen Bull from Thorpe Park says it'll be a slightly different experience.
It will be pre-booked so that we can manage reduced capacity. They will need to have their temperature checked on arrival. We also have a number of social distancing markings, and some of our, processes within our food and beverage outlets will also be changed as well.
Three people, including two children, have been injured in an explosion at a house in South Wales. Emergency services say a number of neighbouring properties were damaged in the village of Seven Sisters near Neath. A Burnley fan responsible for the White Lives Matter banner flown over the Etihad Stadium has lost his job. Police said no crime was committed at the start of the club's game against Manchester City on Monday. The 24-year-old Jake Hepples had his work contract terminated. Our reporter Martha Kellner's been given a statement.
A spokesperson for Paradigm Precision said, "We've concluded our investigation into the conduct of one of our employees in relation to an incident at the Burnley versus Manchester City match. We've concluded that there has been a breach of the company's various policies and procedures."
The Met Office has issued a heatwave health alert on the hottest day of the year so far. Heathrow Airport's seen the highest temperature, 32.6 Celsius. Tonight's Premier League football's just getting underway, with Manchester United hosting Sheffield United at Old Trafford. Aston Villa can move out of the relegation with a win at Newcastle. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Take three, action, no clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the fan, coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share.
Stand under my umbrella, ella, ella, eh. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everyone, you are listening to Phoenix FM. My name is Ella Webb and I'm your show host every Wednesday 6 to 7pm with World Wide Web. So once again, my co-host in the studio is my dad.
Good evening, everybody.
You're
lovely
happy
to be here.
You're extremely happy.
I am. Well, the weather's lovely, isn't it?
Yes, lovely weather. Nice
reasons
and hot.
Reasons to be cheerful.
Yes. So, the main story this week is Rashford scores school meal win. So, the government has said that it will provide school vouchers over the summer holidays to children in England who rely on free school meals. It made the decision after a campaign by Manchester United and England footballer Marcus Rashford, who wrote a letter about the issue to the members of the Parliament. So, what is the voucher scheme? So, at schools across the UK, students from poorer backgrounds whose families might not be able to afford to buy enough food can receive a free lunch at school. In March, the government announced that every child in England who receives a free school meal would get a voucher worth £15 a week. It covers the cost of food while schools were closed because of the coronavirus outbreak. The scheme continued during the Easter, through the Easter holidays and half term. However, the scheme was not scheduled to run through the summer holidays. So people ask, what did Rashford do? Like, why is it all over the news? What did he do? So Rashford wrote a powerful letter to MPs telling them about his own personal experience. He told them he relied on free school meals when he was younger. He said that without the kindness and generosity of the community I had around me, there wouldn't be the Marcus Rashford you see today. Which is very powerful. Like, he's saying from his point of view as well. It's not just him saying, oh, I think they should have free school meals just because I think they should. It's from when he was younger, he had the same thing.
Yeah. And it's easy to look at footballers and think how fortunate they are, particularly Premier League footballers.
Yes.
Once they've made it, they're multi-millionaires pretty much straight away. But actually, you know, some of them, and Marcus Rashford is one of them, have come from fairly modest backgrounds. And it's nice now that he's kind of trying to almost give something back.
Yes.
And I don't think he's really used his celebrity status.
No.
He's just appealed from the population's point of view.
So how many children would this affect? So around 1.3 million children in England depend on free school meals. A report by the charity The Food Foundation found more than 200,000 children in the UK have skipped a meal during lockdown because their family couldn't afford enough food. In his letter, Rashford pointed out that there is enough children to fill Wembley Stadium in London more than twice. From 2018 to 2019, 9 out of 30 children in any given classroom were living in poverty in the UK. So what was the response to Rashford's letter to MPs? So after Rashford published his letter, MPs from all the main political parties, as well as the members of the public, said the government should change its mind and continue the voucher scheme into the summer. On the 16th of June, the government announced it would give children who rely on free school meals a six-week voucher to buy food over the holidays. In response, Rashford tweeted, "I don't even know what to say. Just look at what we can do when we come together. This is England in 2020. And it is. If we all come together, we can do anything.
Yeah.
Not anything.
Not anything, maybe. No.
No.
But I think Marcus Rashford was truly humbled at the fact that he was able to have such an impact.
Yes.
You know, it's not about politics. It's nothing to do with one party against another.
No.
It's just about getting the right result and doing the right thing.
Yes.
And he's shown that just by kind of putting together a very well-worded proposal, Yeah, we can all come together and we can help each other.
Yes, and during the lockdown, Rashford has helped raise more than £20 million for the charity Fair Share, which provides meals to people in need. So good, he hasn't just done this, but he's raised that much money for charities which provides meals for people in need, like whether they're older people, like teenagers, or like whatever age they are. It helps provide meals which they need if they can't afford the meals or if they just can't get the meals.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yes.
Well played, Marcus Rashford.
Yes. So our next song this week is World in Motion by New Order.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch. Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch. They think it's all over, but it is now.
Up the chase, beat the man, take him on. You never give up, it's one on one. Express yourself, it's one on one. Express yourself, it's one on one. Express yourself, you can't be wrong. When something's good, it's never gone. Love's got the world in motion.
was World in Motion by New Order. It's a football-related song, and Marcus Rashford has definitely got the world in motion.
Yes, he has.
Yes. So next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's Around the World update. So the first one this week is in Paraguay.
Paraguay. It's not
Paraguay.
Where's the
Orchestra makes music out of rubbish. So an orchestra in Paraguay is turning waste into musical instruments. Near its capital city, an area called Cachura. Close. Around 900 tons of waste is dumped each day. Fabio Chavez, who started the recycled orchestra in Cachura. Stop!
Still Cachura, but carry on.
Used items from the dump to make instruments for children who can't afford to buy instruments for themselves.
This is cool. I like this.
Yeah, and it's using like waste products which are being thrown away.
Yeah.
And making something interesting out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and artistic. And yeah. getting kids
and creative.
Playing music and hearing music.
If yes.
Some of these kids might not even be able to afford a radio or something.
Yeah.
If they're that poor. So it's brilliant. It's superb. Love
yes.
it.
So, and our next one is, in Switzerland, owner sought in gold bar mystery. So, authorities in Switzerland have searched for a person who left gold bars worth, ready, £152,000 on a train. More than 3 kilograms of precious metal was found on a train travelling between St. Gallen and Lucerne. In October 2019. The find was kept a secret at first, but has now been made public in an attempt to track down the owner. Why would they not have it public at first? Because the person probably lost
at
a lot.
No,
but then the person doesn't know where they left their money.
I suspect there's something a little bit dodgy going on here. If you leave gold bars on a train worth £152,000, the last thing you do is... surely the first thing you do is try and find them, unless there's any reason why you don't want to be held responsible.
Oh.
Or you don't want the police to know that it's you that had them in the first place.
Oh.
Ooh.
So yeah. they've been up to 5 years to claim. They've up to 5 years to claim the gold, which is being kept by authorities, according to an official statement. I don't think they want them back.
I'll have them.
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm having them.
Well, yeah, okay.
Anyway. So they clearly don't want to be found.
No, I suspect they don't.
No.
If it was it October last year?
Yes, October last year.
So 8 or 9 months.
Yes.
They haven't been sitting at home going, oh, I'm sure I left something behind. What was it? I can't think. I had something with me. My bag was a little bit heavier, but I don't know what it was. They haven't been doing that for 9 months.
No. And our final one is in Denmark. Giant panda breaks out of its enclosure. So a giant panda in a zoo in Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark, managed to escape its enclosure and wander around. On the 8th of June, Zing-er, who is 7 years old, climbed out its metal poles and walked around the zoo garden. Staff used a tranquilizer dart to put the panda to sleep for a short time before returning him to his enclosure. The park was making changes so that Zing-er can't get out again. When he escaped the zoo, it was under lockdown, but it has since reopened. Hopefully he doesn't escape this time.
Well, I think that's why they've got to make the changes. They can't really have him roaming around when they've reopened and they've got a load of guests there.
Just wandering around, just like...
People will probably think that he's just like a person in a panda outfit.
Well, like crawling around, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is that person okay there? I don't think that's an actual person.
He's actually eating bamboo.
Yes. So, Our next two songs, it's a double song.
We've got old school as well.
Yep, is Breakout by Swing Out Sisters.
Makes me
That was... that was Breakout by Swing Out Sister and Trash.
By Suede.
By Suede, yes.
Another great tune.
Next up, we have this week's Food Talk. This one is a very funny one. When I read it earlier, it made me laugh quite a lot. So, an unwanted pizza party. So, a Belgian man has been receiving pizzas that he did not order for the past 9 years. To begin with, 65-year-old Jean...
I don't think his name really matters, does it?
No.
Probably not integral to the story.
Jean Valedon.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Yeah.
That is him.
Yep.
Thought it was a mistake, but pizzas, kebabs and other fast food takeaways kept coming. On one day last year, 10 different delivery men arrived with takeaways, and one of them had 14 pizzas. Vadilum,
the man,
always refuses the pizzas, has never paid for any, and has reported the deliveries to the police several times. Like, he hasn't ordered them, but they're coming.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Sure.
Why would you report them to the police? I just eat them.
Yeah, but then you'll get charged for them.
No, because if you pay it like over like Uber Eats or Just Eat, you pay at the time, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. It's just the fairies come and pay for it.
Oh. No, I thought like when you order food, you pay for it on your phone and then it just gets delivered.
Sometimes you can. But even so, it wouldn't be very honest of the man, would it, to take
14 pizzas.
Deliveries. Yeah. 14 deliveries as well as the other 9 deliveries that he had that day.
No, you know, 14 pizzas with 9 deliveries that day.
Yeah.
I wonder what he had. So pizzas, kebabs, other takeaways, McDonald's.
Who knows?
We always come to McDonald's in my radio shows, do we?
Try and drag it back to McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. But imagine if he got like pancakes delivered. That I don't know where from, but...
Who knows?
Yum. Nice. My meal's still sorted. Just get a random person to pay for my meals and order them. Done. Easy.
Yeah. I wonder who it is, though. Why is somebody sending him loads and loads of deliveries?
I don't know. So why is someone doing that? Maybe they've just forgotten their address and put the wrong postcode and then never gets them. It's just like, why am I not getting my 14 pizzas I ordered?
Well, you wouldn't keep ordering, would you?
No, no.
Just go, oh, well, didn't turn up again. I'll try again tomorrow.
No, but maybe like, they thought that it was just like something happened, so they couldn't deliver the pizzas, so tried again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And then finally, hopefully, realised that they put maybe the wrong postcode, the wrong address, something like that. So, smart. What it's called is being smart.
Right, okay.
Yes, yes. So, our next song is Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift. Talking about Wildest Dreams, I'd like a pizza party.
Would you?
Yeah.
How many pizzas do you want, 14?
15, because I want it for my birthday.
All right, okay.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down, he's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins, my one condition. Yeah.
I said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request is, say you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe, red lips and rosy cheeks. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Say you'll remember me, staying in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just
was Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift. Next up, we have this week's two little stories. So, the first one, this is a very Goldie Treasury show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So, the first story this week is Hidden Treasure is Found. So, more than 10 years ago, a US millionaire called Forrest Fearn filled a treasure chest with gold nuggets. Ooh, chicken nuggets.
Oh, here we go, McDonald's again.
Yep. And coins and rare figurines. He hid the treasure in a rocky mountain in Colorado. Fearn created a poem and clues to help find the treasure in 2010. Since then, thousands of people have searched for the chest. It has finally been found in a forest canopy, but the person who discovered it is wanted to kept anonymous. Probably because I don't want anyone like finding out who they are and going, give me the chest, give me the chicken nuggets.
Well, I think the first man hid it, didn't he, to be found. He wanted it to be found.
No, but I think the person wants to stay anonymous so no one else then comes, say, to his house and tries to steal the money.
Ah.
Yes, that's what I think.
Okay.
Yes. So the successful treasure hunter sent a photograph to Fern to prove it was real. And it was real. I wonder how those chicken nuggets were, though.
Nuggets. Anyway, this kind of thing has happened before.
Has it?
Yeah. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was 7.
That's not that long ago.
A man called Kit Williams wrote a book called Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
And within the book, there were clues which led the reader... If you were very, 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 very clever and broke his code and worked out his clues.
Were you clever?
No.
Oh.
I was 7. And he'd hidden at a specific location, he'd hidden a golden hare made of 18 karat gold. Hair as in a rabbit type thing.
Uh-oh.
Not like a strand of hair. And somebody had to work out, or the challenge was to work out where it was buried.
Has anyone ever found it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, I can't remember the year it was, but it was quite a long time afterwards.
Wow. But even that, he wrote it in 2010, so more than 10 years ago he wrote this, he buried it and wrote it, and then it's only just been found. Yeah. So it could take age. It could have taken longer to find it. It could take 30 years or something to actually find it. But yes.
But it was just hidden up a tree in the canopy of a forest.
Yep.
So basically just hidden up a tree.
What if someone went to go cut that tree down? So they cut it down and be like, oh, treasure.
Who said that wasn't?
Yeah.
That's why they want to stay anonymous. Maybe they thought they'd cut the tree down and then they weren't. Maybe they shouldn't have been cutting the tree down and they did it anyway. And then thought, oh, I wonder what this is.
Oh, yeah. And so our second little story is Tea Video Boils Over. So you may have seen on the internet a woman from the USA making what she thought was a British tea. No. So, one response to the woman's TikTok video showing how she made a British cup of tea. Another person said her tea technique should be made illegal. Michelle, who is from the USA but now lives in the UK, I'm ashamed of her. She can't live in the UK unless she knows how to make British tea.
Or even get close to knowing how to make British tea.
So, she started by microwaving a mug of water. Okay. Which isn't that bad. Maybe she didn't have a kettle.
Really?
Then she topped it with milk before adding a tea bag, and a lot of sugar.
And a lot of milk as well.
Yes, a lot of milk, a lot of water, almost a cup full of water, and then topped it off with milk, then literally placed the tea bag on the top, and then just started sipping a whole load of sugar in. So that is not how you make a tea. Despite the negative reaction, the video has received more than 100,000 likes. And yes, they're not good, probably not good comments.
No, they won't.
30,000 comments.
Yeah, mainly thumbs down comments.
Yes, or like, how do you make a tea like that? That is not how you make a British tea.
No. I think it was on BBC, whatever it is, called in the morning, BBC Breakfast, and Dan Walker was presenting, and they showed the video, and it cut back to him, and he said, "No, right, let me just stop you there. That is not tea."
It wasn't though.
It was not tea.
You couldn't even see It wasn't even the colour of tea. It was just water topped off with milk, a tiny tea bag, like loads of milk, a tiny tea bag, and then lots of sugar
and microwaved water as well.
Ugh.
Not even proper boiling water.
No.
I mean, it's scandalous, really.
As it said, it should be illegal.
It should be. I think the Queen needs to get involved.
Yes, she should get involved.
This is a diplomatic incident. I mean, if the government didn't have enough to do already, they need to deal with this.
They need to deal with this,
Michelle. Speak to this woman and her daughter.
It was the daughter who made it, though. The mum was behind the phone filming it, like talking over, and then the daughter was just like, I don't even think I think she probably knew how to make it, but it was just like looking down, just like, why am I doing this? Why am I making the cup of tea wrong?
Maybe they're just after their 15 minutes of fame and they don't mind looking silly.
It's not even 15 minutes. You can only film up to 1 minute.
Or 100,000 views. Yeah, but it's been filmed up
to
1 minute.
No, you don't know
how
many views it is, because not everyone likes it or comments.
Ah.
Yes.
Let's have a look. I'm gonna try and find it, see if it's on YouTube.
Probably isn't. But not every, because I've seen it and I didn't like it. No, I'm not liking it.
No.
No, thanks. I'm not liking that. Yes, so while you search it up, I'm going to play our next song.
Which is quite appropriate.
Yes, it's a tragedy that this person has gone to this level on the step. I'm amazing at this.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, next up we have Tragedy by Steps.
We'll be right back. 'cause you're fine, so fine, fine, so fine. Ooh, oh, oh, girl, I'm gonna show you when you're mine.
Was Treasure by Bruno Mars and Tragedy by Steps. Mm. So that is all from me this week. But before I go, so pubs and restaurants are supposed to be opening on the 4th of July.
Yes.
Yes. So come back. We'll probably know a bit more next week. So make sure you come back next week to know exactly what's going on, whether they are going to open or they're not going to open. It's been postponed.
How are they going to open?
Well, the social distancing 2 meters is being reduced, I think. Is it 1 meter?
It's going to be a 1 meter plus.
Oh.
That's the way the government have said it. It's basically.
You
it's
can go much, further.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. You don't have to stand 1 meter no. away from someone. So it's 1 meter plus. Basically, don't go within a meter of somebody.
No.
If you can avoid it.
Yes.
Unless they're in the same household, blah, yes. blah, blah, or your bubble, blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah. But the overriding message is. Use common sense.
Yes.
It's always been a bit of that, but now it's almost a case of, look, just be sensible, people. Yes. Don't be silly. So restaurants will have to just set out tables so that people are a little bit more apart. But, yeah, we'll yes. know more next week.
Yes. So that's all from me this week, but I'll leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with more from the Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening, stay safe, and just be sensible, as we've said. Be sensible, don't be silly.
Don't be silly.
Just have a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, enjoy the weather.
So, yeah. And remember, very important, tune in next week.
Of course.
And tell family and friends about it.
Tell the world.
Tell the what? Yes, World Wide Web. Tell everyone you know.
Tell Marcus Rashford.
Yes.
Get Marcus Rashford on the case. He'll tell everyone.
Yes, he will. Yes. So tell family, tell friends, tell relatives, anyone who doesn't have anything to do nothing to do at 6 till 7. Tell them to tune into World Wide Web.
Tell
a very
kids.
Factual.
Tell the kids.
Yeah. If you're listening and you know anyone who has younger children, tell them. It's very factual, you know.
It is.
Yes.
Fascinating. Fascinating facts.
Yes. Very fascinating facts. So, see you next week. Bye.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
You gotta help me, I'm losing my mind. Getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong, I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong, thought we were holding on. Aren't we?
but we always find a way to make it out alive. Thought we were going strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?